This is your KVNF Regional Newscast for Thursday, July 23rd. I'm Brody Wilson, in for Audrey McCabe. Colorado officials Wednesday announced the creation of a state-run water conservation program between the Upper Basin states. Officials say the program has been years in the making. The conservation program will allow Upper Basin states, Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming, to pay water users to voluntarily cut back water use in 2027 and 2028, using $100 million in promised funding from the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation. The noteworthy, long-expected announcement came at the regular July meeting of the Colorado Water Conservation Board, where board members considered the criteria for the program. A draft list says the program must, among other criteria, avoid negative community impacts, encourage contributions from across the state and water use sectors, incentivize environmental benefits, encourage tribal participation, and build local drought resiliency. The board is scheduled to finalize the program criteria at its September meeting. Aspen Journalism reports that these type of conservation programs have traditionally targeted agricultural water users because they use the majority of Colorado River water. But officials are hoping that this program will have participation across all water use sectors, including municipal and industrial. For some mountain communities, summer was supposed to be a chance to recover from a difficult winter season. Instead, wildfires in Colorado, Utah, and Arizona are bringing new economic challenges. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports.
In southwestern Colorado, the city of Ouray is known for an ice climbing fest, but a warm winter made it nearly iceless. Fewer people came. Tony Schmidt owns Ouray Meat and Cheese Market. After that, he banked on summer for a rebound.
Tourism in the summertime is what thrives this whole town and carries this whole town every way around, from the city hot spring pool to the motels to Jeep rentals to grocery stores and restaurants.
But then came the Gold Mountain fire, prompting evacuations, road closures, and the cancellation of a big 100-mile trail race. Schmidt's business is down 40 to 50%. City officials told local media visitation is down about the same. Now Schmidt is pivoting, setting up an online shop that he hopes will reach people even if they're not coming to town. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
Delta County School District has a new superintendent, Amber Clark, along with new assistant superintendent Joe Simo and new HR director Doug Craig, introduced themselves to the Delta County Commissioners on Tuesday and outlined a listening tour of more than 20 stops across Delta County communities. The tour is informal, there's no sign-up required, and it aims to gather community input before Clark makes any changes. She characterized the district approach this year as consistency.
As we were talked as a district leadership team this morning, Kurt asked us, well, what's the message? And I would say the message is consistency. Our district has a lot of beautiful things going. And so we're going to move forward in consistency with our district. We'll change things as they need to be changed. But for right now, we're just getting to know our people, our teams, and our teachers. And so too soon to say if there's going to be any changes. We just need to get to know everybody. And the listening tour is how we're going to do that.
Tensions have been running high at recent Montrose City Council meetings. Before Monday morning's work session, Mayor Michael Badiaco announced a plan to amend the Tuesday night meeting agenda to include a discussion on placing potential charter amendments on the November ballot. The discussion would only determine if City Council wanted to place amendments on the ballot, not what the specific amendments would be. Councilmember J. David Reed had harsh words for Badiaco during Monday's work session.
The agenda has been published. We are now going to meet the 24-hour rule and amend our agenda with little public notice that this is going to occur. That's not process. That's an abusive process. And I am totally very disappointed if that's the direction we are going to take. We owe more to our citizens than to do something behind their backs.
Mayor Badiaco's decision to put the discussion on the agenda came less than a month after the City Council voted 3-2 against forming a Citizens Charter Review Commission, a group of Montrose residents who would examine the city charter and present potential amendments to City Council. Council members Dave Frank and J. David Reed and members of the public expressed dismay at the rejection of the Citizens Commission. At Tuesday's meeting, Badiaco said that the discussion was purely procedural.
This particular item is strictly to reserve the space for the ballot if we actually approve any items for the ballot after robust, ample, and inclusive discussions that will happen between now and that time, but not until then. So this is purely for that.
Montrose City Attorney Chris Dowsey explained why a vote on this agenda item is necessary so far in advance of the November election.
City Attorney Chris Dowsey.
Thank you, Mayor Badiacco. As stated, this is a consideration to give notice to Montrose County Clerk regarding the addition of a question for the November 3rd, 2026 election, which would then make it a coordinated election between the city and the county. This was brought up yesterday at our work session. The reason it is a quick turnaround is there are statutory deadlines in which council would have to hit in order to actually get any sort of ballot question. So 100 days prior to the election is going to be July 23rd.
Councilmember J. David Reed then spoke for a full 10 minutes on why he opposed Mayor Barriaco's decision to open the door to potential ballot amendments after voting against a Citizens Charter Review Commission.
Council and my fellow citizens, good evening. Tonight's vote on this agenda item may appear to be a procedural matter, but it is not a procedural matter. It is a decision about whether the people of Montrose will have a meaningful voice. I repeat, a meaningful voice in determining the future of their own city charter before the council commits itself to place charter amendments on the November ballot. Last year, the voters of Montrose considered a package of proposed charter amendments. They rejected those amendments. Now, whether any of us agreed with the outcome of that election is totally beside the point. The voters spoke. In a representative democracy, when the people speak, I believe our first responsibility is not to ask how quickly can we return the same subject to the ballot?
Reed later stated directly that he interpreted Barriaco's last-minute announcement to amend the agenda was strictly to avoid public comment.
No emergency exists tonight. No facts or circumstances exist as I speak that would have forced, necessitated, or required us to amend tonight's agenda after its publication, except for those who want to rush to November with as little citizen participation as possible.
Councilmember Frank agreed with Reed, calling the process rushed and inappropriate. Barriaco pushed back on the criticism.
It is a citizen's petition. If they chose to put something on the ballot, they would bypass all of us, and it would go directly to the ballot. Yes, it would. So it could be done. It's just a matter of 5% of the electorate on a petition in order to have that done and put directly on the ballot. That option is there for every citizen to pursue without us. This particular situation is for us to present to the people these ballot measures, and they're not even voted on yet. We're setting aside a time to be able to have a potential ballot measure in November based on public input, robust and inclusive and ample time and to discuss these items before they're even voted on by this council to move them forward.
Despite opposition, City Council ultimately voted to notify the Montrose County Clerk that the city intends to place one or more charter amendment questions on the November 3rd, 2026 coordinated election ballot. That's your KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Brody Wilson.